Didn't he tell us today that that?
With his mother. But see, she don't live here. She don't live with me, so she don't know.
Oh, I see. I see. Uh-huh. that was Mr. Mother's. And the interesting thing about that is all that carving there. In the, How did you keep the fireplace clean, and how did you get the how did you keep the chimney clean?
You could, best I could rain would be with you and burn it out, you know, else take you something run up in there and knock that stuff down.
Mm-hmm. I see. Would you stuff something up and burn it, or what? How did you mean? Did you just build a big fire? Is that
put some paper somewhere, you know, and burn it out that way with some paper, you know, when that soot stick to the chimney, you know.
I see.
And then sometimes you get a pole, fishing pole, and someone get up on top of the house and jig it down in there that way and knock the soot out.
Mm-hmm. The soot would get up there and actually just stop up the... I see. that was dangerous, was it, to burn it out? That's why you use wet weather?
Well, it's dangerous to dry weather that way, and the old house dragged it. There were shingles old on it. And catch the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way my house caught a fire. The old shingles was old and rotten. And I had some paper. And I swept it in the fire, sat in the fireplace and sat the fire. And them sparks went up down and laid on that house all the morning. And I was at the house, my boy was sick, and I stayed there with him till 12, and I went to the field that evening. And I rang him by 1 o'clock, my daughter looked up and see that it's the coats from the top. And she said, Lord, the house is fine. We was about a half mile from the house. But the folks was nearby, see the big side of thing. And that's where it caught from that. He just got that blizzard this direction, and the spark just kept on, you know, till it caught.
Mm-hmm.
And caught the house on fire.
Did your boy get out all right? Was your boy all right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The neighbors got him out.
Yeah, he was up, but they were sitting over there. Folks come down and made him come out the house. They were fighting up, sitting up in the house. They didn't know it was a fire. About 3 or 4 of them at home. And so they come down and bust the door open and told them to get out. And they went to the next house, and the folks got the things out, some of them.
A bad thing to live through.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've been burnt out twice.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm. And it was a stack chimney. And the chimney had done made a row out, you know, and a hole through there, and it's in the near Christmas. Thank God. Yeah, then the criminal call. We had